All right, 1380 WPHN. The United Way of St. Clair County is well on its way toward meeting its goal this year. Their fundraising campaign is underway. Chances are that you have been or are going to be asked at your workplace to contribute to the United Way through payroll deduction or some other way. Joining us right now is somebody that's with one of the groups that benefits from those United Way dollars. Ariki Moore is here from Blue Water Safe Horizons and Carolyn's Place Shelter. Ariki, good morning.
Good morning.
I think we've all heard of Safe Horizons. We've all kind of heard about Carolyn's Place, but tell us a little bit more about Carolyn's Place.
Carolyn's Place is a 26-bed domestic violence and sexual assault survivor shelter. We meet their needs at an emergency basis. We can provide anything as far as diapers, wipes, clothing, personal hygiene items, anything that a survivor needs if they are immediately fleeing, we can provide that for them.
And people come in, you know, on a moment's notice. They don't necessarily expect to be going there. So you say fleeing, literally, maybe with only the clothes that they're wearing.
And most of the times, those are the type of survivors that we get. They only have a moment's notice to leave, and whatever they come with, we are able to help them in the next step with, you know, it's a small process to get to where they need to be, and we are able to bridge that gap.
And so you got to be ready on a moment's notice 24/7, don't you?
Oh, yes. Last year alone, we serviced 166 women and 126 children.
Wow.
So that included 3,019 bed nights for women and 3,352 bed nights for children.
My goodness. So then what happens? Because I think, you know, we all understand, okay, so somebody flees a dangerous situation. They go to Carolyn's Place. They have shelter there. Then what?
So we case manage. We have resource advocates who are on staff 24 hours a day. We help them with anything from making resumes, applying for different types of jobs, to switching cases for DHS, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. We also have different type of workshops where we can help them. They need credit repair, if they need resume building, if they need housing searches, anything basically that they need, we are able to meet those needs.
It's got to be a terrifying situation to have to come to Carolyn's Place, but what a great opportunity and a second chance.
Definitely. And beyond that, we also have our outreach department who are able to provide counseling and advocacy for these clients free of charge. No insurance is needed, no information. And we can give them services because of funding and the support from the community.
Right, including the United Way. If there's anybody out there that's thinking about donating to the United Way and hasn't really decided whether they're going to do so yet or not, what would you tell them?
Oh, definitely. Because of the United Way and our other funders, we are able to continuously run. We're able to provide these things and just be that for the community. We are the only domestic violence and sexual assault shelter in St. Clair County.
It's a place that a lot of people don't really know much about, and I think they'd be surprised to know how busy and active a place it is and how often people need to use it.
Yes. This calendar year, we have responded to 584 crisis calls. So that's different people calling, whether if they are in crisis to flee immediately or just safety plan to know what their next step is.
Of course, the United Way has that 211 service where, you know, if it's a non-emergency situation, obviously if it's an emergency and they need the police to intervene, that's what you call is 911. But 211 is for social services. If somebody needs help, but they're not exactly sure where to turn, they can call the United Way's 211 service.
Yeah, that's another thing. And we have utilized that service a lot lately when we ask clients sometimes, you know, how are you referred to us? 211 has been a big help.
That's fantastic. The United Way helps out so many different organizations in our community, including Carolyn's Place Shelter, part of Blue Water Safe Horizons. And, of course, you have to go before the United Way every year and tell them what you've been doing, just kind of like we've been talking about here,
yes,
what your needs are and why you need the funding from United Way, right?
Yes. Starting October 1st is DV Awareness Month, so they can also check out our Facebook page to see those events. Even if they can't donate, maybe they can be a part of our walks or some type of calendar event that we're having for that month also.
Okay, good. We'll make sure that folks check it out. Ariki, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank
very
you
much.
So much.
Ariki Moore with us from Blue Water Safe Horizons, Carolyn's Place Shelter, reminding us to donate to the United Way during their campaign.